All right, let's get everyone's fields unified by command code. Spirit, please set spin ratio of the fields. 1, 1. 2, 1. 3, 2. 5, 8. 13, 5. Twenty-one, 13. 34, 21. 55, 34. 89, 55. 144, 89. Initiate unified field. Okay, they're coming in real heavy right now, guys. So I want you to expand your unified fields to touch the fields of the person to either side of you, creating a single unified field. Now, I want you to rise above the earth, flying over the sea and into your location of the Turkey and Syria. We already have a nested grid placed there, but we're going to ask you to re-emphasize it with your consciousness. So a nested grid in this region, 12-sided. 20-sided, 12-sided, 20-sided, 12-sided, 20-sided, 20-sided, and then the double tetrahedron to stabilize. Please stand by for the Uraeus group to come through. They're going to be working on the seismic grids in this region. Please settle your collective unified field to completely enclose the nested grid in this area, to stabilize it, to hold it steady for the transmission seismic stability waves. As you see, the ground is still shaking there. Please allow for the merging of the elemental of this region into the collective unified field to help guide and direct the work. The earth elemental, the fire elemental, but also the overlighting deva of the region. You should probably expect that the seismic activity on Earth is going to intensify year by year. You're in a very active phase right now for various reasons. So sadly, we will probably hear of more major earthquakes to come in the years to come. In this case, a big problem was that a lot of the buildings were, of course, not built to code, and so they collapsed easily, which is why there's such tremendous loss of life. And we're fairly sure that the numbers are being far understated of the loss of life based on what we're seeing at the entry points in the astral plane. So when you have a mass death or a mass casualty situation, those of you who have connection to the mediation core probably are already doing this work. But any kind of work you can do to bring a gate to this area so that the confused souls can find their way to central processing would be helpful. When there's mass death like this, the guides are kept pretty busy. There are a lot of people that are disoriented or who don't know they're dead. and have to be guided out of the wreckage. And that is still going on, by the way. So for those of you who are mindful to help with this, going to the Uraeus Temple and asking to focus in on the region, and then asking the Legions of Michael to open up a gate to central processing and the mid-astral so that people can bypass the lower astral areas where there can be a lot of confusion or senses, you know, they don't have the sense that they're really, that their bodies have died. And they can move quickly through that to have their experience of reuniting with themselves on the mid-astral. When you have a lot of deaths in a single area, it creates a weakness in the integrity of the astral plane around there. So there's a lot of work being done by the angelic realms to shore up and strengthen the very nature of the consciousness zone of the astral plane as well. So calling on Michael and the Legions of Michael is going to be helpful in mass death situations always, because it will alert them to where there might be tears in the local area. They can keep it stabilized and also help with the transfer of souls. Please stand by for more transmissions from the Uraeus group for seismic stabilization. Very good. Now stand by for the transmission of the healing groups, as well as the mediation core to help those still trapped in the rubble or souls whose bodies have died and are still feel trapped in the rubble because they're not aware that they're gone. Please stand by for transmissions for both healing for those who've survived and succor for those who have passed. And by for the green ray of healing and regeneration, the emerald ray. Charge and magnify in the nested grid and spread throughout the region to all the animals, plants, and humans who have been injured by this event. Mediation Corps will help with the grief and the PTSD of those who have survived. Legions of Michael will now be opening a gate over the nested grid. While the Mediation Corps calls in those souls that are confused. And also keeps the gate in integrity and split between the physical and the astral plane in integrity. Those of you whose souls are in guides and training have probably been very, very busy the last few days. It's pretty much all hands on deck and the lower astral helping people cross over right now. One of the problems is if we move the locus of these earthquakes out, the only reasonable place to move them into is the Bosphorus. And that could create problems too in terms of tidal waves, tsunamis. There's really no way the mountains ringing it are full of iron. So it's hard to move the energy out through that way. We're going to have to try to disperse the energy deeper into the earth. Stand by for the Uranus group to do their work. And they will also be sending many different vibrations and rays of energy into the area. Instructions to all of the Daviks and the nature spirits, the elementals. Please stand by for more transmissions of healing energy into the area. Well, as the energy of divine peace. Transcendent energy of victory to overcome obstacles and grief. Tragedy, cataclysm, sending in the energy of divine unity for the communities to help each other get through this. Unity, too, to attract the aid of the surrounding countries and other countries. Beautiful fuchsia unity. Turquoise ray for accepting that which is and expanding into the experience. By for the transmission of the ray of divine clarity so that people might see their way through confusion. More of the energy of the emerald ray of love so that people might open their hearts in generosity to each other. Sleep is now going to transmit directions to the elementals and devas in the area. Please stand by to hold that steady. The Uraeus group is going to lay a system of energetic support lattices through the geological strata of the region. Please stand by for that transmission. Stand by for the energy of divine liberty. For those whose lives have been disrupted, to feel free to seek a newer path. Stand by for the Lotus Blossom Group under Kuan Yin to work with the PTSD of those affected by this event. Both those who have directly suffered and those emergency responders who are dealing with it. Now, all of you have imprinted on this region that we're working with. And you can all feel free, as you're guided to do so, to go into the Uraeus Temple in the Upper Astral and continue your work there. This will be playing out over the next days and weeks. And while the media may forget about it, we encourage you not to. Now allow your collective unified field to rise from the earth, moving to the east and the south, to the area between Australia and New Zealand. Now here, the storm system is fairly well developed. What we want to try to do is cool down its intensity. It's very unlikely to miss these places altogether. But if the intensity is brought down, then the impact on human settlements will be less. So we're going to call to the air elementals of this region. Stretch out your unified field to encompass the ocean between Australia and New Zealand. We don't really have a nested grid here. What we're doing is we're going to connect with the air elementals and encourage them to slow down. Elementals are there. We call you. We calm you. You can imagine you're adding like ice to the air, cooling things down, cooling the heat that forces the gyre of the winds around. Remember, it's summer there. Believe it or not, these air events, if you will, are definitely affected by earth events. Everything is a single system on Earth. As the pressure systems of your air changes, so will the pressure systems within the geological structures of your Earth, and there will be various destabilizations that are occurring. So now we want you to visualize cooling down these hot winds, seeing ice crystals flow through them, slowing them down, cooling them off. Bringing down the heat energy in the core. We do have a nested grid we've already set up over the North Island of New Zealand and the East Coast of Australia, two of them actually. We want you to expand your unified field so that it encloses these two structures as well as the wide ocean between them. So we have these in place for when these storms do make landfall, and so that there will be a ready access point for energy to flow in to support the region after the landfall of the storm. Hopefully, we can minimize its effects. This system has been activated and intensified because the area around where these storms are has ley line connections to the area in Turkey, Syria. It's been affected by the earthquakes, the shock waves moving through the ley lines. It's affecting the regions that they touch. So you can see it as like a concentric circle expanding from around the locus of the epicenter of the earthquake out and through the ley lines into different regions of the planet, and there will be disturbances as that energy shakes off its kinetic force throughout the ley lines. It will, of course, the further away it gets from that epicenter, become attenuated and weaker, but it will still be an impact. When we place the quad, not the quad grid, the nested grid around the region of Turkey and Syria that was affected, we also worked to dampen down this vibration on the ley lines. So that is something to be mindful of when you're doing planetary work, whenever there's a major upheaval in the air or in the earth, volcanoes, such like weather systems. It's a good idea to calm down the ley lines of that region as a way of cooling off the intensity of the event. As the electromagnetic fields of your planet continue to become unstable, so to speak, or rather unpredictable because of the weakening of the electromagnetic field of the planet and the pole shifting happening, that is going to have knock-on effects with seismic and volcanic activity, because there's always a very tight correlation between electromagnetic disturbances in the field of the planet and these events. And so as we work in New Zealand, we will also work on the electromagnetic field instability in this region as a means of calming down the storm. When you feel complete, allow your collective unified field grid to rise from the earth. You may then disconnect it from each other or remain connected however long you wish. As always, thank you for your contribution, and we'll get